25% off everything site-wide as a warm welcome to a new season. Blinds.com makes it so convenient to order online with free shipping and a guaranteed perfect fit for your windows. Whether you DIY or have them handle the install from start to finish, you really can't get it wrong. Next time you open your windows to let in that warm spring breeze, you'll love the views when you have brand new custom window treatments to enjoy. Whether you're looking for high-performance solar and roller shades, the classic silhouette of a Roman shade, or want to enhance your home with the warm textures of bamboo shades, Blinds.com will help you get a stunning new look this season. Visit Blinds.com right now to shop their new deals perfect for your spring home refresh with up to 35% off everything from blinds, shades, interior shutters, and even outdoor shades. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Marking his first 100 days in office, President Biden will use his first joint address to Congress to pitch a $1.8 trillion investment in children, families, and education that would fundamentally transform the role government plays in American life. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Biden is right to propose investing in things like free preschool and a boost in paid leave.
The kinds of policies that deal with human infrastructure are just as important as roads and bridges, which of course are no doubt important in their own right. This is not an either-or. Human infrastructure or brick-and-mortar structure, we must say yes to both.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Biden's plan to invest in kids, families, and education is another wrong step.
Another multi-trillion dollar smorgasbord of liberal social engineering that would decimate entire industries and spend only a small fraction on roads and bridges.
Mr. Biden will lay out a sweeping proposal for universal preschool, 2 years of free community college, $225 billion for child care, and monthly payments of at least $250 to parents. Meanwhile, U.S. Catholic bishops may press President Biden to stop taking communion. Correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
When U.S. Catholic bishops hold their next national meeting in June, they'll be deciding whether to send a tougher-than-ever message to President Joe Biden and other Catholic politicians. The gist of that possible message? Don't receive communion if you persist in public advocacy of abortion rights. The aim is to clarify the church's stance on an issue that has repeatedly vexed the bishops. It's taken on a new urgency now in the eyes of many bishops because Biden is the first Catholic to hold a presidency while openly supporting abortion rights. I'm Walter Ratliff.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 164 points, the Nasdaq dropped 39, the S&P 500 lower by 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie. your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Pandemic? What pandemic? Nevada casinos just posted their best month in 8 years. The gaming win for Clark County was up more than 63% in March when compared to the same time last year, when the Strip was up more than 67%. The state gaming win topped the $1 billion mark for the first time since February of last year, a month before all of the casinos were shut down due to COVID-19. Gaming analysts say the numbers were far better than expected. And if the airport numbers are any indication, the rebound is real, as McCarran Airport experienced a 60% increase in passenger volume from February to March. McCarran saw 2.6 million passengers last month, a 25% increase over March of last year. The numbers are the first year-over-year increase. That's coming on the heels of the record low passenger numbers, which was caused by COVID-19. Well, Clark County's been given the go-ahead with its 80% capacity plan, which will kick off Saturday when control to manage the pandemic is headed back to the counties. Social distancing requirements are going to be reduced from 6 to 3 feet as part of the county's local mitigation and enforcement plan. And, well, it's not a moment too soon for a lot of people.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, some of the traffic cameras are not available right now, but from what I can see, there are some moderate flows as you work your way through the downtown area on the 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Also, you're pretty much touch and go there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at the airport connector.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, and it's a big Wednesday. We've got the president speaking at 6. We'll carry it for you right here. And more importantly, we're going to be talking about the first 100 days with some pretty smart people. Tim Phillips will join us. He is the president of Americans for Prosperity. I'll simply tell you that he is just one smart dude when it comes to our nation, and Americans for Prosperity. We'll get a chance to do that. By the way, it's not just Tim Phillips is going to be with us. Aaron Phillips is going to be. It's going to be Phillips and Phyllis back to back. Aaron is the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. They're having a big national day of action coming up. We'll talk about that. Also, we'll take you live to what I think is going to be a very busy Carson City. In the weeks to come, you're going to see a lot of legislation becoming law. Some of it is not good for us. Trust me. But Assemblyman Greg Hafen will join us from District 36. First, though, I want to check in with my buddy Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, who joins us. Chuck, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm great now, and I just want to thank you. Your opening sentence, I had not scheduled nap time today, and now I know that nap time is at 6 o'clock tonight, because there won't be anything else going on.
Oh, I know. It'll be the most boring 45 minutes probably in a lifetime. What do you expect from the president? Is it just going to be Democrat talking points?
Oh, definitely. There's no question about it. It's what we already know. He's going to take credit for things that he didn't do. He's going to shift blame for things that he is responsible for, if he even brings it up at all. I'd be shocked if, well, we'll see whether or not he brings up the border crisis. Of course, they won't call it a border crisis, but he may address that tonight. But no, otherwise, it's the same stuff that we read about every day, listen to every day, watch on TV every day. It's the same old song and dance that the Democrats are trotting out, and it's just that they're going to bring Sleepy Joe out to deliver the talking points tonight and see if he can get through. Of course, it'll be a teleprompter, so he should be okay. But that's the only thing that people watch, I think, on our side. The only reason anybody watches a Biden speech is just to wait for the gaffe. And sometimes he dodges the bullet, and sometimes he just sticks his foot in his mouth again.
No, yeah, you know what it's like? It is like all the folks that go to NASCAR races, and they go not to see everybody go round and round and round. They wait to see it crash. And people are waiting for a Biden crash. Whether we'll have that tonight, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see. I was just looking at one of the monitors in the studio, and we had CNN on, and they say that 66% in a new CNN poll tied to the first 100 days approve of the job that the president has made with the coronavirus, and nobody will acknowledge that most of this work. The groundwork was certainly laid, and much of the grunt soldier stuff was all done by former President Trump.
You're exactly right, Kevin. It reminds me of something, gosh, maybe 20 years ago, a conversation I had with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who was talking about just strategy and tactics, and he said, one thing you can do is just find out where the parade is already going, and then just jump up in front of it and pretend to be leading it. And that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing here. This parade, I mean, the train had already left the station. President Trump already laid the groundwork for where we are. And Biden is just jumping in front of the parade and taking credit for it.
And in fact, millions of doses were produced long before January 20th. But Biden will take credit for that, too, so it's okay. You saw today where Rudy Giuliani had his house raided by federal agents. What the hell is there any connection between that and John Kerry and the trouble he's having?
Could well be. Before we get on that, though, I just want to ask you a question, because maybe you've seen this or not. I mean, will Biden be delivering his speech tonight while wearing a mask? I'm pretty sure he issued an executive order saying you have to on all federal property, but I don't know. I mean, is he planning on delivering this with a mask on or not? Have you seen?
I have not seen. I have. There has been a hint that he might do something dramatic, like take the mask off in the middle of his speech. He might do something that would be one of those deals that everybody'd be talking about the next day. Don't know.
I just saw a photograph of him. I guess maybe it was outside the White House walking toward a microphone outdoors with his mask on, even though he's been vaccinated and nobody was anywhere near him. And so, I mean, I think that hurts, because the perception is that this is all theater. It's all just political theater. The mask really has no health benefit. or isn't really necessary, and that they're doing that just to force the rest of us to continue to comply with what they want done. I just thought it was unusual. That's all.
Yeah, the big thing for me is the mask has become a political statement, and we'll find out tonight if. You know, if he does, he's not going to have anybody near him. Supposedly, Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris aren't going to be right behind him. But we'll see how the whole thing is mapped out. I don't know what it'll look like at 6 o'clock.
It really has. It's been totally politicized. And here in Nevada, the governor has said that on May the 1st, Saturday, I think, that he's going to turn over COVID regulations to the counties, except for the mask. He's, for some reason, still keeping the power to force everybody to wear a mask. And I think there's probably a lot of people out there saying, well, why should I even bother getting the COVID vaccine if I still have to wear a mask? If the vaccine's not, you know, if it's not going to protect me enough that I still have to wear a mask, then why get the vaccine? I just think they're undermining their own case with this stuff.
Yeah, I do too. What do you think we'll do here in Clark County come Saturday?
What I understand, I guess they're going to go to 80% on May the 1st, and they have between May 1st and June 1st. I believe their target is that 60% of us in Clark County must have been vaccinated in order for them to allow 100% capacity reopening. I guess they're at 50% now. I don't know why there should be any question on getting to the percent that they want. But, again, the vaccine is available. Everybody, I think, 16 years of age and over, if not everybody, is now eligible. And it's one of those things. If you haven't gotten the vaccine now, by now, maybe you don't want to and you're not going to between now and June 1st. And so they're trying to browbeat and make people feel guilty if they don't get it.
But what do you think? I mean, everybody has assumed that Marilyn Kirkpatrick would essentially open the floodgates on May 1, would change all of the Sisolak shutdown stuff. T-Mobile Arena can be full again. You know, Allegiant Stadium can be full for preseason games. But nobody seems willing to say, oh, this is what we're going to do for sure.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Kevin. I think that commissioner or commission chairwoman Kirkpatrick probably leans toward what you just said. You know, she's ready to reopen the strip. But remember, there's seven Democrats on that county commission. There are no Republicans, so none of them are willing to speak up against a clearly vulnerable Democrat governor, and you know, and publicly embarrass him or confront him. When they know that there's an election coming up, and now I believe that this thing's been political from day one. I don't know if you agree or not, but I think the whole thing's been politicized from day one. But clearly we're now looking at the governor's reelection campaign, and I think there are a lot of calculations that are supposed to be about public health that are factoring in politically now.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Let me just ask you, you mentioned the governor's race, and we keep hearing more and more names, and you know, we're hearing about Mark Hutchison, we're hearing about the sheriff, Joe Lombardo. Who are you hearing about right now most? And just from a political standpoint, who makes the most sense to run against Sisolak?
Well, I think it's been narrowed down to four with the public. You've got Sheriff Lombardo. You've got former Lieutenant Governor Hutchison. You still have Congressman Mark Amaday, who hasn't decided yet. And then with his party switch and his rural tour, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee is, you know, is being talked about as a potential candidate. So, in that scenario, in a Republican primary, gosh, I mean, anything could happen there. None of them, all of them have a problem in a Republican primary that they would have to deal with. What's going on behind the scenes, though, and I've heard this on multiple occasions from multiple people, is that those four are talking. And they're trying to figure out, okay, which one are we going to unite behind and support so that we're not beating the heck out of each other in the Republican primary. And then, you know, those things are going on behind closed doors at levels way above your pay grade and my pay grade, Kevin. But that's what is apparently going on. I've heard it from very good, solid sources that they are in discussions trying to figure out who do we get behind. Let's unite behind one candidate because they're all intent on getting rid of Governor Sisolak. I mean, Governor Sisolak has got to go, and I hope Republicans do the smart thing for a change. I'm not optimistic, but I'm hopeful.
Who is it that would make that decision? Is that a state party decision?
Oh, Lord, no. I'd be shocked if the state party is involved at all in those decisions. That's each of the individual campaigns are doing that separately. I don't think they have any involvement with the party at all. Whatever they decide, they're just going to tell the party this is what's going to happen, and the party will just have to go along with it.
More coming up from Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, my buddy, at Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And a question I started to broach, and we kind of got away from it. Rudy Giuliani's house was raided, and they did what federal agents do. They take computers and they take all kinds of hard drives and things like that. What do you think that was about?
That is about this never-ending, and it never will end, effort to completely, totally, and thoroughly destroy former President Donald Trump and any opportunity for a legacy of success. They pounded on this man for 4 years with ridiculous claims, investigations, accusations, while he was in office, and they have not let up one iota since he left office. They are out to destroy this man completely, and they will. I don't think they will ever give up, even if the Republicans got back control of the House and the Senate 2 years from now. Democrats will continue to pound this drum and continue to go after that man and hound him to his grave, I believe.
Let me just ask you. Talking about the legislative process, and the fact that the census figures are in, explain to the layman why that's important. All the census figures that came out, states winning seats, losing seats, that kind of thing.
Well, it's extremely important, especially at the congressional level for House races going into 2022, because the House is so, it's evenly split. I mean, Democrats just have a bare majority in the House. So if you take a congressional seat away from California and you give it to Texas, that in and of itself, the redistricting process, the realignment there, that could mean that the Democrats lose a seat and Republicans pick up a seat through nothing other than redistricting. So, that's why it's important at the federal level going into the 2022 election.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. This is week 13. I don't know if it's lucky or unlucky for all of us of the Nevada legislature. And I'm curious, are we getting to the point where we're going to be making some laws here soon?
Definitely. There's no question about it. Last Tuesday, they had the slam and jam marathon, as Assemblywoman Black puts it. I think they voted on 87 bills, maybe, or they considered over 100 bills, and that was just in the Assembly. So they passed which bills they could. Some of them they referred to Assembly committees for additional consideration hearings. They referred to the Money Committee, the Ways and Means Committee. But then those bills go over to the Senate. Now the Senate's going to look at all the bills the Assembly already passed, and vice versa. The Senate passed a bunch of bills, and they're now over to the Assembly. So they're starting to vote on them. The ones who were relatively non-controversial will probably be passed out of both houses and then signed into law or vetoed by the governor. Most will be signed into law until you get down to the end, which is when all the most controversial bills that are left will come up. There will be floor amendments, changes to the bill at the very last minute. Legislators will have absolutely no time to thoroughly consider the amendments, let alone the public, to know what is going on. And they'll be expected to vote on a lot of these bills and amendments without even reading them.
Is there going to be any kind of election reform other than AB 321? Is there anything out there that really is going to reform our election system?
No. The only reform is going to be to take the reforms that were absolutely horrible last summer during the special session with AB 4, Assembly Bill 4. Those reforms were passed under the assumption that it was only for the state of emergency that we were under during COVID. Anybody could have seen this coming.